Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Ebony Walton, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Downtown DC Business Improvement District.
Yes, and we are talking to you at the Downtown DC bid because you're bringing a really cool event downtown on July 27th and 28th and over the weekend in Franklin Park. It's called Kids World. It's going to run from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. on both of those days. What exactly is it? Obviously, it sounds like great fun for kids, but what all's in store here?
Let me tell you about Kids World. So it is a free two-day immersive experience for children of all ages, young kids, children, teenagers, and we have got more than 30 activations for the kids and family-friendly events. There's going to be things happening from when we kick off at 12 all the way to 7 p.m., a main stage with kids' concerts, superhero workouts, Storyland, a pop-up bookstore, bubble garden, teddy bear social, just so many great activities for all the kiddos.
Awesome. And is this the one more sort of overview before we can do a deep dive into some of the activations in a second, but one more overview. Like, is this the first time you brought Kids World here, or is this something you do every year?
No, so we launched this last year, and this will be our second year bringing Kids World back. We really want to think about activating and how we activate the public realm in downtown DC. And some of the things we've heard as we work with the mayor and the downtown action plan is we need more family-friendly events. And so as we think about the different demographics and how we want to welcome all people downtown, we really just started getting our thinking caps on and saying, okay, what if we do something exclusively for kids? Obviously knowing your parents come with them, and it really is a family event and at no cost. So that's where Kids World came from.
So I want to follow up then. So this is the second year then. I want to know some feedback you got from the parents and even kids last year, since it was the first year, the inaugural year last year. Did you have a bunch of parents and kids coming up afterwards, like saying, thank you so much, this was a blast?
We did. We had a lot of engagement from parents because there really isn't any unique event like this in the DMV area where it's free. And so parents and kids were just overwhelmed at all the things that they could do. I think the main thing we heard was, can we do it on a day that's not the hottest day of the year? That's what happened last year. So, you know, we have a misting station this year, and we're just looking forward to all the folks coming out. Last year, we had more than 7,000 people come during the course of those 3 days. So the word got out and people were pleased.
Awesome. So 7,000. Yeah. And 7,000 over 3 days. It wasn't all 7,000 crammed into Franklin Park in one day. That would be
crazy. No. No, over the course of 3 days, yeah. From 12 to 7. Yeah. So, you know, ebbs and flows, yeah. Still room to move around and have a good time.
Well, that's a great turnout. That's great. All right. Well, let's do a little bit of a deep dive into some of these different activations that you sort of teased at the top. And they're broken up pretty. I'm on this Eventbrite page, so they have them kind of listed in different categories. So I'll try to keep them, you know, one at a time. But tell me about Storyland. What more can you tell us about? Like, I know some Dr. Seuss, etc. But what all is happening at Storyland?
So listen, Storyland is going to be the ultimate story experience. So there will be live storytellers along with characters from, you know, Dr. Seuss and the Lorax and all of those kinds of books. But then there's also going to be a super huge screen where the story is going to be visual with graphics while the person is reading. So some of our favorite stories like Cat in the Hat, Corduroy Bear, and Curious George and the Lorax, they're going to come to life along with a pop-up bookstore by turning the page with more than 3,000 books for kids.
That all is going to be fun and educational.
It is. Absolutely.
All right. So that's Storyland. How about the Creativity and Discovery Corner? It seems like a lot of painting and coloring, sort of an arts center, but tell us about that.
You've got it absolutely right. You're spot on. So there are going to be hands-on activities where kids can just let their imagination soar and engaging learning sessions. So there'll be a painting palooza, a beading bazaar where people can come. Kids can come and make different sort of jewelry and things with beads, a coloring corner, and even face painting. So this Creativity and Discovery Corner is really going to be good, especially if you like coming and getting your hands dirty and, you know, being active.
Love it. I love it. All right, so those things we've been talking about sort of engage the brain and creativity, but we also got to work out the body. So tell us about the super workout. There's some
you
cool It sounds like exercising, but also with a little superhero bend to it. So explain.
It is. You got it right. A superhero workout. So we're going to have Wonder Woman on hand, the Black Panther, Spider-Man, and Supergirl for action-packed workouts. So they are going to lead workouts from the stage, these superheroes. Get kids up, get them moving, get them grooving, having a good time with the music. And we're going to have double dutch and rope jumpers. So this is going to be a really active time where they are going to be tired by the time they get home. So these superhero workouts are going to be perfect for the kids and for the parents.
That's awesome. And Spider-Man, he could just shoot a web and use that as the jump rope. Or you could do, or the Wonder Woman's lasso could be the jump rope.
I know. I believe it. So if we can get Wonder Woman to do the jump rope with her lasso and Wakanda, the Black Panther doing Wakanda Forever while he's jump roping. I think that's it right there.
That's the one right there. And I can't believe you got the real ones. They're coming all the way from Wakanda and all, you know, it's crazy. You got them to actually come.
Yes, we got them.
So you hear that, kids? It's the real deal. all right. How about the main stage? That's going to be where, you know, I guess some performances and DJs and stuff. Who's playing there?
Yeah, so the main stage really is all kids' talents. So we've got talented kids' bands, we've got poets, we've got entertainers, we've even got a kids' DJ. So DJ Princess Christiana, she is going to be on the ones and twos, spinning those tunes for the kids. There's a brother and sister that are going to be hosting. We've even got a kids' roving reporter. We're going to be doing giveaways from the stage all throughout the day, and just all kinds of artists that are kids on this main stage. So it really is a little bit of by kids and for kids.
Awesome. All right, this next one sounds really funny. The Teddy Bear Social. I'm just going to leave it at that. What is Teddy Bear Social?
So the Teddy Bear Social is all things teddy bear. So we're going to have the teddy bear caricatures. Everybody from Paddington Bear, the Care Bears, the Berenstain Bears, any bear you can think about. I think we've even got the Charmin Bear coming. And it's going to be a teddy bear parade with giant teddy bear giveaways. But let me tell you, the star of the show is Francis and his baby sister, Francesca. So Francis, he launched last year. He's like a 16-foot bear. And Francesca, she's about 12 foot. So she's making her debut. So they're going to be there all day long. People can take photos. It's definitely an Instagrammable moment. And it was one of our most popular activations last year. And you know what? People can also make their own teddy bear. So we're going to have a teddy bear station, tea time with Paddington the Bear. Kids can come get tea. If they want to hold their little pinky up, they can. And then we've got that awesome photo op, teddy bear photo op. So Teddy Bear Social is going to be off the chain.
Wow, that sounds great. maybe time for one more in-depth one. How about the bubble garden? If you go out to Franklin Park, see a bunch of bubbles blowing up all over the place, that's probably from the bubble garden. So what exactly does that entail?
Listen, Jason, I did this last year and it was so much fun. My inner kid came alive. It was just bubbles everywhere. This year, we're adding a secret bubble maze. So you can go through the maze while there's bubbles. And in addition to these giant bubbles and giant animal topiaries, we have got a beekeeper coming to do a demonstration. So this bubble garden is going to be bubbles and more. So it's not just for the kids. Parents can come and just act like they don't have a care in the world and enjoy the bubbles.
Does the beekeeper have anything to do with bubbles? How does that, or is it just, what's the tie-in there?
I think the tie-in is the beekeeper is outside with the bubbles and with all these sculptures and animal topiary. So we just put him in there. That's the tie-in, you know.
Why not? With the teddy bears. Why not?
You know teddy bees.
All right. All right, cool. And then, but folks, you head online to, there's so many other activities. I don't know if you want to, why don't you just rattle off, you don't have to go in depth like we just did on all six of those, but rattle off some of the trains and the games and all that stuff.
Absolutely. So we've got trackless train rides. We've got Heroes Hangout, Little Bites Boulevard, even a mini mogul marketplace, and new this year, a mini motor raceway. So we've really got everything covered, and you can go to downtowndc.org and get all the details and a full schedule right there.
Awesome. Looks like giant Jenga and Connect Four and all. It's like everything you could want. Great. Awesome. Well, I have more than enough to work with. I guess in final seconds, pretend like I'm not even here and you're talking directly to our listeners. Let's say they're stuck in traffic on the Beltway and they're listening to WTOP, and then just reach through the radio and invite them out. You know, come out to Kids World. It's free, whatever you want to say, but just talk directly to them.
Okay. So you are trying to figure out what to do with your kids. I know you might be in traffic, ready to go home. I want you to transport yourself to the ultimate getaway for kids. 2 days, July 27th to 28th in Franklin Park. This park is just over 5 acres and we are completely taking it over. When we say it is a kid's world, it is a kid's world. All family-friendly events, all free. All day long from noon to seven on both days, Saturday and Sunday, more than 30 activation. You've never seen anything like it. You want to be there for kids' performances, for superhero workouts, for the pop-up bookstore, Storyland, Bubble Gardens, Teddy Bear Social. I can't even tell you all the things. You've got to come. You don't want to have FOMO, that you should have been there. Kids World, July 27th, 28th, downtown DC, Franklin Park. It's all free. Presented by Events DC. Check out more. For more information, go to downtowndc.org.
Okay. I can't top that. That was perfect. Thanks for doing this.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.